Okay. It's recording. Say hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everyone. We're going to do the welcoming in English this time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In English. Okay, so everybody, thanks for stopping by. Today, what we're going to look at is the sidebar. It's on the right-hand side of the website where it says 재미있는 영어 표현, smiley face. Okay, we're going to look at these and discuss what they mean. So, let's take a look at the first one, Shine. I'll say it and you repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
He showed his true colors.
He showed his true colors.
Alright, so, yeah, 직역하면은 그는 자기의 진정한 색깔 보여주었다. 무슨 의미인 것 같아요?
그냥 진심을 드러냈다.
본성을 드러냈다는 의미예요. So, true colors means 속셈, 마음속. Right?
Yeah.
So what's the word we learned that time for 속셈을 간파하는 거?
Yeah, like she's right through
see
it.
See right through it. Good. Right. So you could say, I saw right through him. Mm. Or you could say, I saw right through to his true colors. Mm. Okay? But we usually, when somebody kind of said something that showed what they really are. Mm. Like let's say, for example, I had a friend and I thought they were my close friend, but then one day they said something and I realized they weren't the person I thought they were. I realized from that one remark that they were different than I thought they were, or I was really disappointed in them.
Yeah.
Then you can use this expression, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when will you show your true colors?
Never. Never, never, ever. You always just
see. 전 좀 알아요.
You'll always just know my fake colors forever. 끝까지.
조금 알아요.
가짜 색깔만 알 거야. Okay. All right. Let's look at the next one. I'll say it. You repeat after me. Don't boss me around.
Don't boss me around.
Right.
Don't boss me around. I'm serious.
I never boss you around. I never boss you around. So, boss 여기 나온 거 동사형이에요. 동사로 나왔어요. So, boss me, 나를, bossing 하지 마라, right? Don't boss me around. And around은, 우리 여기 많이 쓰죠. 그냥 동사 뒤에 많이 붙이죠.
Like you said, 불러보다.
No. Around 여기 같은 경우에 꼭 들어가야 돼요. Don't boss me around. But we also have like 둘러보다 is look around.
Yep.
Right? What other things have around in them?
Ask around.
Ask around. Yeah, we talked about.
여기저기 물어보다.
And is there anything
이래,
else?
이거 좀 나쁜 것만 생각났어.
그러면 말하지 말아야 돼. 나중에 팟캐스트
나쁜 거 아니고 자연스럽게 해라.
Okay, what is it?
I mean like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
right. You
yeah,
said
so
that.
She, no, like, don't say that. Sleep around 하면은 나쁜 의미잖아.
All right. Yes, 우리 한 번 나왔어요, 저번에.
같은 거.
Okay. Anyways, enough of that 야한 이야기. So, don't boss me around 나한테 이래라 저래라 하지 마라. Okay. So, boss me or don't boss me around. You could also say, please don't boss me around.
Yeah, please don't boss me around.
아마 위 사람한테 할 이 말 할 수 없겠죠? 왜냐면 상사 원래 이런 역할이니까.
네.
Bossing around 해줘야 되는 역할이니까. Boss한테 don't boss me around 이라고 하면 안 되죠. Okay, so, but I used to say this to my 형 a lot, my older brother.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he always likes to boss people around. He thinks he's really smart, you know.
우리 근데 언니나 오빠한테 이렇게 말하면 맞을까요?
한국에서 안 되죠. 다행히 거기 미국 사회라서.
영어로 욕해야
그래, 형한테 이렇게 막 말해도 돼요. Well, a little bit. So I used to say, don't boss me around. And then he'd say, shut up. And then, you know, hit me. Yeah, actually, he would hit me too. So. All right, let's look at the next one. He let the cat out of the bag.
He let the cat out of the bag.
Right. We actually just talked about this in the last podcast, so everybody knows what it means, right? 다들 기억하시죠?
네. 그는 마지막... 비늘을 누설했다.
That's right. He let the cat out of the bag, and we discussed what the root of it was, but we weren't 100% sure. So what's another way to say that?
Like 비밀을 누설했다? Spill the beans?
Spill the beans. Also, if you wanted to say, 그 비밀을 지켜주세요. Yeah, hold your tongue.
Hold your tongue. Either.
Yeah, or something, what is it? 입이 가벼워?
Like, he has a big mouth.
Yeah, he has a big mouth. He can't keep secrets. Or she can't keep her mouth shut. Right? 입을 닫지 못해요. 말을 그렇게 많이 하니까.
Do you have a big mouth?
No, not especially. Actually, but nobody really tells me any secrets anyway, so... right? You never told me any secrets. We've known each other for a long time, and I don't think you've ever...
I know your secret.
No, you don't.
Just one.
Yeah, 재밌는 거 하나. Okay, let's look at the next one. I'm a dog person.
I'm a dog person.
Okay, so you could also say I'm a cat person.
Yeah, you know, I'm a people person.
Yeah, I'm a people person.
Are you a people person?
Right, that's 사교적인 사람. And you could also say, right, I'm not a people person. 그것도 많이 써요. Right? But we don't use it like, for example, 아이를 잘 다루는 사람, 뭐 아이하고 잘 어울리는
I'm a baby person? 그렇게 쓸 수 있어?
그렇게 안 쓰는 것 같아요. 아, yeah, 네. I don't think we really say that. We don't say I'm a kid person. Do we? 저도 no, 이제 직관이 점점 없어지고 있어, 영어에
대해서. Person, cat person, and people person까지 많이 해봤는데.
I'm a kid person? I guess it's okay. I think you can almost put anything on the end of it. Like, you could say I'm a computer person, yeah. I'm a book person, I'm a coffee person. You could say anything, pretty much. And you could also say I'm a night person. I'm a club morning person. I'm a beer man.
You're a beer man.
I'm a beer man, yeah.
Yeah, he's a beer man. I'm serious.
And you're a soju girl.
Yep.
Okay, so that's what that means. So, I'm a dog person이라고 하면은 말 안 했는데 그 의미가 고양이보다 개를 더 좋아한다는 의미 이렇게 지니고 있어요.
Yeah, I'm a more of a dog person.
Yeah, I'm a dog person. Okay, let's move on to the next one. He's the life of the party.
He's the life of the party.
Okay, so we already talked about this on the last podcast too. It just means the person who is the 분위기 maker, who makes the party fun, who talks a lot, who makes jokes, somebody who's very outgoing, sociable, loud. That kind of person. All right, let's look at the next one. So if you say a closet 뭐뭐, 그 간격에 들어가는 거, 비밀로 뭐뭐, 무슨 무슨 행동 한다는 의미 되는 거거든요. So 비밀로 뭐뭐 하는 사람. So he's a closet smoker, right? 비밀로 이렇게 담배를 피우고 있다는 의미죠.
Closet이 그거잖아, 장롱.
비공개로. Yeah, closet is, yeah, 옷장. Right? So 그 원래 의미는 옷장에 들어가서 담배 피운다는 의미잖아. 이렇게 숨어서. So that's what that
means. I have a dog guy. I like that kind of guy.
Oh?
He doesn't smoke yeah, in front of people, but he just smokes yeah, at home.
Really? Closet smoker?
One of my friends.
Wow. So you can add almost anything to the end of that, but 무엇보다 그냥 창피한 일, 아니면 창피해야 되는 일, 보통 써요. So, for example, that's why, for like guys, if a guy is like really into dramas, it might be kind of embarrassing. So he might not tell his other guy friends, but if he watches the dramas secretly, you could say he's a closet melodrama lover, or something that's kind of embarrassing to admit, right?
A closet melodrama lover.
Right. So you know the expression out of the closet?
Yep.
For gay people?
Yeah,
that
like they out, came out, out of
right,
the
they came
closet.
Out. Yeah, came out in 원래, came out of the closet이었어요, 원래. So that means 이제 예, 공개했다는 의미죠.
근데 he came out 하면은 그는 게임을 고백했다라고.
Right, he came out. She came out. Okay, let's look at the next one. I think I'm gonna puke.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Alright, so, 여러분 이거 다 알아두세요. 그 gonna 그렇게 쓰는 거 정말 격식적인 자리에서 그렇게 쓰시면 안 돼요. I've seen a lot of people these days write gonna like that in essays. 그러면 안 돼요. 이거는 표준어 아니에요. gonna 하고 what else? 또 있어요.
Wanna,
right. Wanna도 그거는 허용 안 되는.
이게 사람들이 축약형이라고 생각하는데 제가 알기로 슬랭이라고 들었거든요.
Right, 슬랭이에요. Okay, so for example, the acceptable abbreviation of I am is I'm. Okay, that's okay. You can use that in formal writing, but still it's even better to write I am. But, well, 원래 에서에서 I이라는 거 I
그럼
쓰잖아,
I can't 이것도 그냥 줄이지 않고
right,
쓰는
cannot,
게 더 좋은
right.
아,
yes.
그래요?
Yes, in especially formal instances.
Okay.
I had one teacher, she was my science teacher, and this was back in elementary school. And her rule was that you couldn't use those contractions. Those words are called contractions. So, for example, if she asked you a question, she was really strict. Most teachers aren't like this. But, yeah, if you said, I can't, she would say, no, you should say, I cannot, like that. But she was pretty strict. Okay, let's look at the next one. So, I have a weak stomach.
I have a weak stomach.
Right. 피부가 약하다. So, if you see something that's gross, maybe you see blood on the TV or something like that, and it makes you feel like you're going to throw up, if it makes you sick to your stomach, you can say, I have a weak stomach. So, 한국어랑 비슷하죠?
네.
예,
그 비위가 그러면 강해요 오는 그러면 like strong stomach 해도 돼요?
Right. Yes, exactly. You could say I have a strong stomach. So I noticed what I noticed is 원래 비위가 하나도 약하지 않았는데 이제 좀 늙어가면서 조금 약해지는 것 같아요. 이상하게도.
나이가 많아지면 더 강해지는 거 아닌가?
No, it's the opposite for me.
Really?
When I was young, yeah, if I used to watch blood or see something gross or if like somebody next to me threw up, I would be fine. But now I feel sick to my stomach when I see those things. So maybe when I get older, I might actually, you know, really be sick. I don't know. Okay, so let's look at this one. Bible thumper.
Bible thumper.
Okay, so thumper 여기 같은 경우에 세 개 때린다는 뜻인데. So Bible is, you know, 성경책. So why does this mean 열렬한 기독교 신자? It's because sometimes 전도하시는 분 보면은 가끔 성경책 한 손에 들고 뭔가 강조할 때 다른 손으로 치잖아요. So 그 행동 자체가 Bible thumping이라고 해요. So yeah, 전도하는 이렇게 열렬한 기독교 신자라는 뜻이죠.
How do you say 전도하다 in English?
Oh, we proselytize is one word. Also trying to convert others. Yeah, out there on the street. For example, we have the word street preacher. So 길거리에서 뭐 명동 같은 데로 가면은
street preacher
많이 볼 수 있죠.
근데 yeah. 스트릿 말고 저는 전철에서 많이 보니까 subway preacher?
Subway preacher,
그렇게 써도
yeah.
돼요?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of them on the subway. 근데 they don't usually carry the Bible, do they? 보통 빈손으로 하시는 것 같아요. 미국이었으면 꼭 Bible 이렇게 들고 해요.
이상한 그러니까. 들고 계세요.
Pamphlet, that's right. Pamphlet thumper.
So how do I say 이단 이런 거 있잖아요. 이단, 사이비.
Oh, 이단 is heretic. Yeah, you can say heretic or what is it? Pagan? Oh, heathen.
Heathen?
Heathen이라는 것도 있어. And 사이비 교회 is cult, C-U-L-T.
Cult?
Yeah, cult.
Cult 하면은 약간 뭐 특정 사람들이 좋아하는 무슨 영화, 컬트 무비 이런
그것도
거잖아요.
같은
그 컬트 자체가
두 번째 의미. So the original meaning is 사이비 교회. But sometimes, yeah, now we have some movie that a lot of people don't like, but some people really like. We say it has a cult following, or it's a cult movie.
Ah, cult movie and cult following. But, like, when I talk about, yeah, he believes, 그냥 사이비 종교? So he believes
a cult? We would say he's in a cult.
He's in a cult.
가입했어요.
He's in a cult.
Yeah, he joined a cult or he's in a cult.
Ah.
Yeah, so in America we've had different times where cults got big and then committed suicide. That 단체 자살.
Yeah.
We call that, what is it? Group suicide.
Oh.
Yeah.
정말 이해 안 돼요.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, let's go back to the side here. Next is to play dumb.
To play dumb.
Okay, and 여기 나오는 play는 뭐뭐 하는 척하다.
Mm-hmm.
So 연기할 때. So this play is to play dumb. So 나 몰라 하는 척 하는 거죠. 나 아무것도 모르는 척 하는 거야.
Mm-hmm.
무슨 사건에 대해서, right?
네.
So if like for example, my charger or something is missing. Like let's say I came back and my notebook is missing, and you stole it. But I say, Shine, what happened to my notebook? And you say, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. And then I would say, don't play dumb. The police use this a lot, right? If you see police movies.
실은 이게 마음에... 이거 뭐지? 이게 우리가 녹음하고 있는 게 아이...입니다. 탐나요.
So you want to steal it?
No.
Yeah. Well, I heard now they'll sell them in Korea, so you can get your own. Anyway, how do you say 용의자?
용의자 suspect.
Right, the suspect. So the police often say that to the suspect. Like, don't play dumb. Okay, next. To feign innocence.
To feign innocence.
Okay, so feign is like play. 위에 나왔던 play랑 똑같은 의미인데 뭐뭐 하는 척.
착하다.
So, right, don't pretend to be innocent. So, you could also say like women pretending to be innocent, you know. That's kind of what this is, right? To feign innocence.
그건 뭐예요? 애교를 부리다, 애교를 떨다. 그 단어가 없잖아요. 야, if you look it up on the dictionary, 좀 다른 의미니까.
I guess you would just say like a girl trying to be overly charming, like trying to be charming. We, because you know, charming 하다랑 우리 그 쓰임새, 우리 네. 미국에서 쓰는 charming 조금 그 의미 다르잖아요.
네.
So I think we could use that like. Charming, trying to be charming in a way.
Try to be charming.
Yeah, and so 과하게, like overly charming.
She's overly charming.
Yeah, there's.
Am I overly charming?
Oh, you know what? We say trying to be cute.
Ah,
we say like trying to be cute. Yeah, stop trying to be cute. But yes. It can be a good meaning too, right? Okay, and then 이것도 마지막으로 to play hard to get. 이것도 위에 나온 play dumb이랑 같은 play. It means 뭐뭐 하는 척. So hard to get is like 잡기 어려운, right?
네.
사로잡기 어려운 사람인 척 하지 마 is what it means. 뜻풀이 하면. So to play hard to get. So if we say 튕기지 마라, we would say don't play hard to get. 많이 쓰는 말이죠. Don't play hard to get. Or stop playing hard to get.
그러니까 don't play hard to get.
Okay.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
제 스타일 아니에요. Playing hard to get. Okay, let's look at the next one. This is the last one. Okay, so 사기 당했어요. I got taken for a ride. You can just say I got taken.
I got taken or I got taken for a ride.
Right. And what's another way you can say 사기 당했어?
근데 그 사기 당한 것 좀 그 바가지 썼어
yeah,
이런 거죠.
썼어.
I got ripped off.
Yeah, I got ripped off is 제일 많이 쓰는 거죠. 이거는 조금 수거인데 I got taken for a ride. I got taken. I got ripped off. What's another one? I got shafted. I got ripped off. There's a bunch of different ways to say it.
그럼 사기꾼 in English.
Fraudster.
Fraudster?
사기 is fraud originally, right?
Yeah.
F-R-A-U-D.
그것도 들어봤네. Con artist.
Con artist,
con
yeah, 많이 쓰죠. 네, con artist, con man. Okay, 우리 오늘 여기까지 하겠습니다.
Okay, let's cut it a day.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Bye, see you.